I don't know what to say. It's feeling like me season right now. I feel so bad for anybody who doesn't fuck with me. Mute me, block me, whatever you need to do, because it's the me season right now. It's my time.
Hey y'all, so your girl is back with another podcast episode. It has almost been like 10 months since I did a podcast episode. It's for some reason, I just gotta do it when I feel it, you feel me? So here I am. If you didn't know, I've had a lot of changes in life. I have moved to Houston, yes, and period. I've been talking about moving to Houston for a long time, since like 2016. And so now I am finally here. I'm finally living in Houston and I absolutely love it. I feel like it just fits me. I feel good. Like, it just makes me feel good to be here. Also, I started my entrepreneurial journey in October. And let me tell you, baby, it's been going so amazing. One thing that I have been learning on this journey is how important it is to truly believe in yourself, like to truly believe that you are more than capable of doing the things that you want to do and the things that you put your mind to do. Like, I feel like before I started this journey, I was really like, okay, I think I'll work for people for the rest of my life and things like that. I just had me a little side hustle because I didn't truly believe that I could make money solely on my own, like from my own gifts and my own skills. Like, and so I really had to dig deep and know, like, okay, well, Jalen, if you don't feel appreciated in other places, if you feel like you're always, you know, getting fucked over, like if you feel that way and you know at the core of you that you are a good person, lean into that and lean into those skills that you have and give it a try. Like, sometimes you just gotta really take a risk. Like, sometimes you gotta just be like, okay, I know that this is something that I'm good at. And even if people don't value that this is something that I'm good at, I know deep down that it is. And so looking at your skills and the gifts that you have and the things that you can do to monetize and using those things and just starting where you are, like, you don't have to have everything figured out. And that's one thing that I'm also learning is, like, everything does not have to be perfect. Like, you are on a journey. Like, you have to learn, you have to make mistakes, you have to go through things to be better and to grow and to learn. And a lot of times we want to be perfectionists so bad, when it's like, why is that even the goal? Perfection should never be the goal for us. Like, we should really be settled in being and loving on our true selves and being authentic. That should be the goal. Not to be perfect, but to be true to who we are and evolve into who we are. And so I really had to just take a step back and be like, okay, you are more than capable of doing this. Like, you know what the fuck you talking about. And people know that you know what you're talking about. And so when I stepped out, like, let me tell y'all, everything changed for me. Like, when I really took that risk, like, I got the car that I wanted. Like, I was able to move. Like, I doubled what I was making. And it's just so, it just feels so good to know that not only am I getting paid for my skills, but I stayed true to who I was, you know? And so, like, even on this journey, that's one thing that I'm always telling myself, like, no matter how much money you make, girl, be true to your core. Like, don't lose your morals, don't lose your values, don't treat people like shit. Like, really be true to who you are as a person and don't lose your good heart, you know? And so, like, this journey has been so beautiful. Of course, it has had a lot of ups and downs, like a lot of learning lessons, but at the same time, it's been so good. And I feel like I'm just in a place where I'm continuing to grow, I'm continuing to mature, I'm continuing to evolve. And like, so even me moving here to Houston, it's been about 2 weeks, I'm really like taking time to dig into myself, like in this first month of living here. Like, one of my main goals here is to, of course, connect with people and grow my business, but to also evolve as a person. Like, there are certain things that I see for myself certain personality traits that I want to change. There's a lot of things inwardly that I want to grow to love. Like, I want to love myself more. Like, I feel like I'm at a good level with loving myself, but I want to love myself more. I want to appreciate who I am more, like, and just really dig deep into who I am and who I am becoming. So, like, if you are in a season where you're like, man, some shit is stuck, like, I feel like I'm not moving, I feel like I'm not growing, I feel like I'm maturing. Most of the time, it comes with you taking a risk to do something different in your life, a risk to bet on yourself. Like, that is the risk right there. Like, to bet on yourself, to truly believe that you can do anything that you put your mind to. And so, like, that's really where I am right now in life. Like, I feel so good. I feel so at peace. I feel rejuvenated, low-key. Like, I feel like, man, this is a new start for me, and I'm excited about that. And then a lot of times, like, you just need to take that risk so that you can have that new motivation, you know, like that new motivation to do something differently or to become something different. So, yeah, y'all, I'm really like, okay, let me do a podcast, because I've been saying that I wanted to do a podcast, and I'm like, here I am doing it again. And hopefully this time I could be a little bit more consistent. I also wanted to talk about, you know, just the journey of evolving. Like, I made a post recently on Instagram about, you know, how sometimes we're so busy trying to reach up to people and not alongside the people that we are working alongside, because we feel like the people that are above us is that goal, when the goal should be to eternally evolve within yourself to eventually get to the point where you want to be. And I think, like, a lot of times we waste time because we are wanting to portray a certain person or a certain lifestyle, when we should be really spending that time digging deep into ourselves and asking ourselves why. Like, why do we desire that? Why do we want that position that this person has? Why do we want to be like that? And then making sure that it truly aligns with us and not by social media standards, not by what we see on Instagram and on TikTok and on Facebook. Like, making sure, like, the things that we want are truly because we truly want them and not because we see other people with them. And so, like, that's something that I've been, like, even evolving in my thought process lately, is just this idea of anything that I want it because of me, and I truly want it at my core, and not because I feel pressured to want these things because this is the move, this is the wave in society and in culture right now. And so, like, just really taking that time to make sure that I'm doing things for me, you know, like, not that I'm working my ass off just so that I can fit into what culture says, but that I'm working my ass off because I truly want and desire those things, you know. And so, yeah, I just say, take some time to yourself and really think about the things that you are going after and making sure that it's truly aligned to who you are and what you truly want as a person. Also, on this journey, I have been evolving in, I guess, my spirituality. Like, I've been evolving in my thought. I don't know why I keep saying involving when it's evolving, but y'all get what I'm saying. It's like my words keep getting tied up, but it's okay. But I'm evolving in my spirituality. Like, I've been taking a lot of time to ask God questions. Like, why is this the way that it is? Or is this truly what you desire for us? Or is this truly the lifestyle everybody gotta live to be a Christian? Is it truly the standard that you have for us? And even evolving in that thinking has been challenging, but it has been great, because I feel like I'm finally at a place where I'm not just doing things based upon the things that I was taught, but I'm doing things based upon my inner knowing and me really learning myself. One idea that I've had is that I believe that we learn more of God's character when we learn more about ourselves. It's like when I recently moved to Houston, but if you don't know, before I was in Houston, I lived in New Orleans. And when I moved there, I'm originally from Baton Rouge. I did not go to church like that. Like when I stayed in New Orleans, I did not go to church like that. But I feel like in that season, I grew the closest to God, and I grew the closest of understanding His character. Like I feel like a lot of times we can go to church and be in church, and we get so accustomed to this is how you do things, or this is what pleases God. And it's this thought that I had, it's like God is pleased with me either way. Like He doesn't have favorites. So I think just this mindset that you have to do this to get this, or you have to do this to be blessed, it's not cool. Like I don't fully believe that is the truth. Like I believe that, because we see many people that's very blessed who might not believe in God and having great lives. And it's not because the devil on their side. It's because God does not show favorites. And so even like thinking through those things, it's like, okay, God, am I just doing this based upon what I've been taught to know that this is your character and this is how you get to heaven, or if you don't do this, you go to hell? Like, is this really how you desire for us to live? And through that, I've been really processing and just learning myself more and listening to God and really understanding. Like, I always, too, look at God like my natural parents, too. Like, when my natural parents do this to me, like, would they punish me in this way? Like, you know, and so, like, it has been a journey. Like, it has been a journey to discover, like, who God really is outside of what Christianity once told me that He was, or told me what I had to do in order to be pleasing to Him. And my thought process has really, like, shifted. And I was talking to some friends recently about, you know, even when you're in church, you're like, you know, God, if you doing stuff for the kingdom, you're gonna be a target to the devil. And, you know, like this mindset of if you having a good life, basically the devil ain't gonna worry about you. But if you really doing things for God, then you're gonna be constantly attacked. And I was recently talking to some friends about that and just how fucked up that really, like, that mindset really is, because I personally think that you produce that in your life. Like, you manifest that when you think, okay, I supposed to live a life under constant attack, or if I'm attacked, that means that I'm doing something for the kingdom, when in all actuality, that's the way life goes. Like, that's natural. Like, everybody goes through that cycle. Even plants go through that cycle of adversity, you know? And so this mindset is that it is depending upon what you're doing for God, whether you being attacked or under attack by the enemy. I don't think that's totally 100%, you know, right. Because, like, even like I said, when I lived in Houston, I mean, not in Houston, in New Orleans, I didn't really go to church a lot. But listen, my life totally shifted. Like, I literally was so at peace, like, because I didn't have that constant, I don't know, like, that constant thought of I need to be doing something, you know, like, or that constant thought of the pressure of even being under attack by the enemy, or that constant thought of the enemy is attacking me. Like, and when I tell you, me living in New Orleans was really like the start of like the most peaceful era, I'm calling it, in my damn life. I'm like, this is the life to live. And I did not feel far from God. Like, I felt like I got closer to God. And so, yeah, I've been really just growing in my spirituality and growing in my belief system and growing in learning and knowing things for myself, whether people like it or not. Because what you're going to find is when you start evolving in your mindset, the Christian people are really going to hate you and think you fell off and you're not no longer saved because they haven't evolved in their mindset. And so that can be kind of challenging to be looked at a certain way because you no longer believe the things that they want you to believe. But it has been a journey, y'all. Like, I feel like I'm going through such an evolution as a person. Like, I'm making 30 this year in like 2 months. And I feel like I'm finally getting to the place where I'm like, man, this is me. Like, the show. Like, this is me. Like, this is who I'm growing to be. And truly appreciating my process and my journey. And even of me packing up my shit and moving to Houston. Like, it's really like I just sit down and be like, damn, God, you so good. Like, really be in awe because of God's goodness. And so, yes, I know this podcast is all over the place, but I had to get my thoughts out. So hopefully I drop something that, you know, activates you and makes you want to explore yourself more or take a risk or, you know, explore in your spirituality and learning the depths of who you are. Like, I hope that this kind of piques your interest to really discover more of you. You know how many people go through life and they really don't even know themselves? They only know the version of who they've pretended to be. And I'm just like, I don't want to have to pretend to be anybody. I really want to truly be myself. And I really want to move in a way where I'm so connected with my soul and my spirit that it changes other people and motivates them to be connected to themselves as well. So, yeah, that's life. That's what's been happening. Of course, if you enjoyed this podcast, go ahead and subscribe. And also share it with a friend. Like, share it with a friend. Let them listen and be motivated as well. And if you don't already follow me, you can follow me at JTheBaddyBoss on IG. I also have a TikTok. It's under JTheBaddyBoss. You can follow me there. And yeah, peace until next time.